This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hump. I can do this, though. It's the Hump Show, middle show of the work week. And as it turns out, I only have 4 shows this week. So this gets me closer to the end than it does to the beginning. And boy, do we have some fun surprises for you in the next couple shows. 8 hours to go between now and when I hit my Christmas break. But don't be jealous, because that includes a 1,700-mile drive one way to Texas. Again, no need to be jealous of what's ahead. But we are leaving Friday. We're driving 18 hours in our first shot. So I did not want to be doing that after working overnight. I didn't think that would be advisable for me or Princess Leia or anyone else in the vehicle. And so instead, I'll be off on Thursday night, but back with you in a week. I think you'll make it. I'm confident. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Or, as I like to tell my husband, just a joke, I can't miss you if you never go away. But not on this day. Not on this day. Why? Because it was our 1 year anniversary, and you all were so kind to send so many sweet words and congratulations and, yeah, lots of wisdom. Some of you in the same boat celebrating more recent wedding anniversaries, or more recent weddings, I should say. So it's kind of fun to hear your stories as well. And it is neat to do it this close to Christmas. It wasn't the reason we picked it last year. The state, a lot of planning went into it, and it was a lot about logistics and me being in New Jersey and Bob and his family all being in Texas, and then the other moving parts and different family and friends, because all of my side except for my mom had to travel. And so it wasn't the reason we picked it, but since he loves Christmas and we were able to celebrate Christmas with our families right after, it has special significance now. If you missed it, I did share a photo. Many of you want to know, what does Bob look like? Well, I at least gave you part of Bob. So you can check out the post online at A Law Radio. I did a different photo on Facebook, so you can go and look and see one of our anniversary activities on Facebook. Here's the thing I've discovered about my husband. Well, and knowing this about me, we both really enjoy surprising people. And that's in many different ways, whether a handwritten note and a card that shows up, whether a surprise gift when a friend or a family member is not expecting it, whether it's about some type of sentimental notion. We both love cards. On multiple occasions this year, we've given each other 2 cards. meaning two from me and two from him. So I think, I don't think it's about one-upping each other. I just think it's about the fact that we both really enjoy surprising other people, and it makes for a fun combination. So we started celebrating over the weekend only because he had some activities that he wanted us to go out and do, and that's really difficult during the week with my overnight schedule and him working during the daytime. And so we did horseback riding, and we went to see the Nutcracker performed by the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra and the New Jersey Ballet on Saturday. And then Tuesday, since it's our actual anniversary, I had a couple of fun surprise activities, which included baking. Pete, the Christmas baking has begun in our household. Oh my gosh, by the time we got done with all the various dishes, so I made dinner. He chose it, but I made it. It's a, I wouldn't call it spicy, a pumpkin corn chowder. It does have a little kick to it because it's got green chilies in it, but it's corn, pumpkin, potato, bacon on top, onion in there as well.
Bacon.
It's, oh yeah, it's really good. In fact, we decided that we might just have bacon, and he made cornbread to go along with. We might just do bacon and cornbread for breakfast.
That's a good idea.
So we had all of the dishes for the pumpkin corn chowder and the cornbread, and then on top of that, one of our earliest dates, because we were long distance for 9 months, one of our earliest dates was a video call while we were each baking. So I was helping him to bake. He's not a great, well, he's learning now, but he's not big into baking before he met me, and that's my special gift. So we did a video call where we were each baking. I was helping him do a recipe on his end. And so as a nod to that, I organized some baking for our anniversary, and we made a white chocolate oatmeal cranberry bars.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're delicious. I made them before, and these are actually with homemade cranberry sauce. So we didn't taste them yet, but good news, well, because they have to refrigerate for a while, and we made them in the evening. The good news is we'll never be able to eat them all, and so you will absolutely be getting to try some.
Aha, very good.
Yes, and you know where else some of these cranberry bars are going? White chocolate oatmeal cranberry bars. They are going to Joe, the inspector in our town.
That's right.
Because we're trying to bribe him to get a move on it with a neighbor and his obnoxious light that's not for Christmas. Yeah, Pete, it's been 4 months with that damn thing. It's still brighter than the moon. We had a full moon over the weekend. Oh no, the neighbor's light is brighter than that.
I would have gotten into a brawl by now with somebody.
Yeah, we're trying really hard not to go to jail before our first anniversary and before Christmas.
That'd be a good story.
It wouldn't be that good of a story. I told my husband that it maybe, just maybe, we could do it like this. We pack up all our stuff. On Friday, Princess Leia is packed before our house sitter shows up, right? So there's nobody at the house, seemingly, because we drive away. What if he sneaks back around the block, goes into our backyard, shoots out the light, and then runs? Because
that's great. No one will know.
Right, because no one will know, right? Because he can go ahead and do it with his pellet gun. The neighbors won't know we're there because the vehicle will be gone. And you can't blame another house sitter because she won't be there yet. So yeah, I feel like that's the best way to just get away with it.
That's a great idea.
And we don't have any cameras in our backyard. Now we have to do it before the light comes on, obviously, because if the light goes off, it's so drastic, the entire neighborhood's going to know if the light goes off. So if we do it during the daytime and somehow the pellet gun is relatively quiet, I don't know, maybe we can muffle it with something. Oh, a leaf blower. Oh my goodness. That's it. A leaf blower. All you got to do is start up a leaf blower and no one can hear anything.
Right.
But we're going to have to do the leaf blower. So that's the thing, is he's sneaking back into the yard. So I'm going to need to recruit a neighbor to, in fact, my neighbor loves his leaf blower. His snow blower and his leaf blower, those are his favorite toys.
Or lawnmower.
Yeah, he doesn't like that as much. He's a little electric one. It almost looks like one of those push lawnmower toys that kids get.
Oh.
Yeah, with the popping balls in it.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. But he loves his snow blower and he loves his leaf blower. So one or the other, maybe I can ask him if he wouldn't mind because sometimes we do each other. He'll blow his leaves through our hedge, and then he has to come into our yard and blow them down to the front. Huh. All right. I feel like there's possibilities here. On Friday, we're driving away. We're gone for the holidays, and then the Hubs can sneak back and blow out the light. No one will ever know. Except for you and I.
Just our secret.
Right. And Carlos, who's happened to still be in the control room.
Working hard.
Yeah, no one will ever know other than us three. You know, I can't take you seriously in that ugly Christmas sweater.
Well, I was told that we were doing the Christmas sweater.
I've got it. So here's the thing. I only have one ugly Christmas sweater, and it's really thick. It's one of those ones that you would wear in, like, the polar Arctic. And so it was way too warm to wear because we had temps in the 50s in my neighborhood on Tuesday.
Good December weather.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I'd rather have the snow. I miss real winter. Apparently just a few miles north of us, there was snow, but we somehow missed it on Monday. Yeah. See, I love snow. Anyway, so I did bring the ugly Christmas sweater, but I got to crank down the AC in here so that I can wear it. Why am I going to wear it? Well, because you're going to see it coming up in our final hour. And we're giving you plenty of time to be ready for this. In our final hour, you will be able to see us live on Twitch TV. We already did. I'll have to show the address for you on Facebook, but it's already up on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. That's funny. Twix and Twitch, not the same thing. Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNet. I know it's a lot. It's verbose. InfinitySportsNet. Twitch.tv. We did this a couple weeks ago, and we had so much fun, and we got so much traffic, according to our tech guy, that we decided we'd do it again, since it'll be our last edition of Ask Amy Anything before the holidays. So a couple of things that you can do. You can find us online and send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, because not only will you hear the most creative, innovative, and joyful holiday Christmas questions, but you will also see me answer those questions in an ugly Christmas sweater in our final hour. Again, we're doing Ask Amy Anything an hour later than we normally do, but you'll be able to see it live on twitch.tv. And if you're looking for the address, at Amy After Hours, or you can find it on my Twix. So that's super easy. I know you're already there voting for our TD of the week. We'll give you those candidates coming up. And again, thank you so much for all of your sweet messages about our first anniversary. There was breaking news from the NFL. We're going to get to that right away, right off the top, even before we talk to you about the NBA Cup. Crickets. I know, the NBA Cup. And it's got some version of Emirates in there as well. The Emirates NBA Cup. Maybe that's it. Raise your hand. No one can see you unless, of course, you're in a cubicle and someone's going to see your hand going up behind the border, barrier, wall, partition. Partition, such a good word. Raise your hand if you knew that tonight was the championship game of the NBA Emirates Cup. The NBA Cup Emirates. Carlos, put your hand down. You work in the business. Pete, you too. We work here. This is like when a Nielsen, they don't do mailings anymore. Remember when the Nielsen mailing used to come to your house and you would have to fill out the survey about which shows you watched on a weekly basis? We don't count because we work in the business. So anybody who works in media is not eligible to do those types of surveys. Not sure if you know that. They ask you your industry or your job, and if you work in media, you get kicked because you're not supposed to be manipulating the system.
It's our opinion, though.
Well, right, but they think that because you know how it works, you're eligible to game the system, and give higher ratings to shows that you think deserve them.
Well, it's not exactly the best system in the world.
No, agreed. And it's not that way anymore. Now it's people meters on TVs that are built in. So they have a much more sophisticated way to count the number of TV viewers, much more accurate. But all that to say, you all and I am not eligible to answer this question accurately because, yeah, if we don't know it's happening, there's something wrong with us. Well, maybe we shouldn't be hosting and talking on on the radio about sports. But elsewhere, did you know that tonight was the championship in Las Vegas of the Emirates NBA Cup? Am I saying it right? NBA Emirates Cup? NBA Cup Emirates?
That's close enough.
Just the Emirates Cup. That's close enough. That's the point. Really, that's the point. It's the NBA Cup. They had champagne for it. Are you kidding me? Champagne for an in-season tournament?
I think you need a champagne to watch it.
Some kind of a drinking game every time someone said Emirates. Yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks won. Woo! They did not drink the champagne, by the way, because apparently when they won their actual NBA championship, Giannis Antetokounmpo said that he had a stomachache from the champagne. I don't think that's what normally happens, but I guess champagne is not his thing. Anyway, the Bucks didn't even use the boxes of champagne left by the NBA. That shows you right there. It's a testament to how little this feels like an actual tournament. Ugh, the whole thing is gimmicky. Just like the new NBA All-Star Game format, also gimmicky. Leave it to KD to tell you exactly how he feels about it. So we'll get to some hard court coming up. And also a little college football, speaking of people unhappy with with systems, or fight the power, fight the system. But the big story on Tuesday is that the Atlanta Falcons are benching their very expensive veteran QB after an abysmal five-game stretch. Now, Kirk Cousins finally had a touchdown pass in last night's win against the Raiders. But the Atlanta Falcons had dropped four games in a row. They'd fallen out of first place in the NFC South. And over the course of those five games, including last night, Kirk had thrown nine interceptions and just one touchdown. Oy. I feel like that's something Pete could do. Nine interceptions and one touchdown.
That's right. I think it'd be better.
In five games. That's something Tommy DeVito could do. For heaven's sakes.
Danny DeVito could do that.
Right. Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, they could do that. Nine interceptions and a touchdown in five games. He's tops in the NFL in picks. And while I don't think it's all his fault, I really don't. I was saying this on last night's show, that it's inexplicable that an offense with that many weapons could be that bad. I know that when it comes to the Falcons, there's a lot still that hasn't panned out the way they expected. For instance, the pass rush. Even with the moves they made, including Matthew Judon, right before the season kicked off, they still do not have a pass rush with more than one or two teeth. It's like an old man who's only got a couple of teeth left. That's the type of pass rush they have. It's not one with teeth. It's, again, it's frustrating, I'm sure, for Falcons fans, but also anybody watching this team, you think, why aren't they any better? I do think Kirk was putting a ton of pressure on himself. He's talked about that in the past. Especially when the losses pile up and you're feeling a little bit of that desperation, you make poor choices. He's made some poor decisions. It's not like he's forgotten how to quarterback, but he's not doing what's best for his team. And because they don't have much of a margin for error, well, it comes back to bite you in the rear. And so, with Kirk Cousins, a detriment, not a positive, not even breaking even with their quarterback, while they're still in playoff contention, this is the part that I think is interesting. The Falcons are turning to their rookie QB, Michael Penix. Wow. I'm actually really interested to see how this works. He took the football world by storm when he and Washington were in the college football playoff a year ago. His accuracy is terrific. He can make any throw in the field. Now, he'd played a lot of college ball. That doesn't mean he's necessarily ready to step in to the NFL, but I've heard reports coming from insiders like Jordan Schultz. I think he made this report on FS1 that inside the Falcons locker room, some of those guys have told him Michael Penix is the best quarterback on the field. Michael Penix is the best quarterback on the roster. And we're about to find out if he can give the Falcons, with all of their weapons, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, they've got plenty of guys that can make plays. Can Michael Penix bring out the best in them? So you may remember Penix, you may not. There's been a lot of buzz around him, or there was certainly when the Falcons drafted him number 8 overall. He will make his NFL debut in week 16. Gosh, sometimes I stop and think about the number of quarterback changes in the NFL. It's crazy. A lot of times the landscape, and this really applies to, I want to say all teams that don't make the playoffs, because that's not accurate, but a lot of times when you look at all the quarterback changes, it's teams that have been unsteady, have been riding a roller coaster, and are either eliminated from playoff competition or are hanging on by a thread like the Falcons. But the way we start the season and the quarterbacks that start out with the number one jobs, so often, roughly a third, sometimes even more than that, half, the NFL will have used 2, sometimes 3 quarterbacks because of injuries, because of ineptitude. It's usually a journey, a story all by itself. And so we've got the latest as we head into week 16, only 3 weeks left in the regular season. And we do have some quarterback, not only changes, but some quarterback issues because of injuries. And so we're not sure with this upcoming crazy Christmas week and how the NFL insists on screwing with many of the team's schedules, it makes it even more complicated and convoluted. We'll hear from Raheem Morris. Now, this was before the change was announced. It was before the Falcons themselves put the news out there. But reaction, even now, beginning to pour in. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me online. Also on our Facebook page. We're glad to have you with us. Thanks so much for hanging out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's our hump show. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And we'll be live on Twitch TV in our final hour. It's moving things around, shaking things up. Why not? Gets boring otherwise. Hope you had a great Tuesday. Oh my gosh, we're just over a week.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
From Christmas, it's After Hours on the Infinity Sports Network.
I think I do need to play better. I don't think that's a mystery. I think the last few weeks, I would say, you know, I need to play better, and so, you know, that's Raheem says it, but it's stating the obvious, and you know, every week you kind of go through your process, and you you know, plan to go out there and play the very best you can, and so this week will be no different.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, it will actually be a little different. Kirk Cousins admits and stating the obvious that he needs to play better, and Raheem Morris said exactly that after the victory over the Raiders. That's the thing, it was a win, but it did not do a whole lot to assuage concerns about the quarterback play and about the offense. Even though he did have a sweet touchdown connection with Drake London. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Kirk Cousins bench, despite the fact that he just signed a $180 million contract. I can't tell you this for sure because I don't have a crystal ball or a crystal football like the one they put on top of the national championship trophy for college. I don't have one of those. But it would seem if Penix is as good as what we're hearing. If Penix is ready to play, he'll finish out the season, regardless of whether or not the Falcons make the playoffs. They would likely spend this next offseason getting him ready. And it's probable, although I wouldn't say slam dunk, it's probable that Kirk Cousins won't be the starter moving forward at any point. So it would seem a trade would be the best option. Oh, producer Pete, we're going to have to talk about teams that might be willing to trade for one Kirk Cousins. But first, Michael Penix. Again, rookie, drafted number 8 overall. The big surprise of the first round, that Thursday night televised first round of the NFL draft that came from Detroit. This was really the buzz. Kind of a nod, a reminder, I guess, of the year that the Packers traded up to draft Jordan Love when they still had a Hall of Famer slash MVP in Aaron Rodgers. Man, how things changed in Rodgers' life after that. Though, of course, he did win another MVP. But Penix had played more college football than a lot of the guys coming out of the draft. He had really blossomed under Caleb DeBoer. Remember, he had played with him in multiple spots, but he had blossomed with him in Washington, helping to lead the Huskies to the college football playoff. It's a lot to like. His size, his strength, his accuracy, his ability to make pretty much any throw on the field. And Raheem Morris, this is before the quarterback change was announced, had raved about the rookie.
You just kind of envision something when you plan. And you go about making your plans and how you want to move forward. And like we talked about right from the beginning, right? We talked about bringing in Kirk, giving us an immediate chance to win. And then we talked about going out and finding a young quarterback that's going to take it to the future, because we didn't want to have that gap between the Matt Ryan and then to the next person that we turned it over to, who happened to be Kirk. Didn't want to have that gap again. And that was always things you want to think about. So it was just the initial plan and how you want to go about your business and how you want things to happen.
Well, the plan maybe wasn't to start Michael Penix this season. But that's the move that they're making, hoping for some spark to the offense. Of course, Morris has been answering questions about the quarterback spot now for over a month. Are there negatives to throwing a rookie out there?
You could never say it is a downfall to turning it over to somebody that you put a lot of investment into, somebody that you brought in here, somebody that you've done some things with, somebody that's done nothing but the right thing since they've been here. So I never want to pit this thing versus Penix and why you don't want to do something like that, Zach. Just being, you know, really smart and cautious in how we go about our business.
Smart and cautious, meaning they waited until week 16 of the NFL season. A lot of pressure around Raheem Morris, of course, and the Falcons too. Going back to, it's the last win before they lost 4 in a row. They were sitting at 6-3. They were on top of the NFC South. And I'm not joking. I saw people, now this is people in Atlanta, putting them in the category as Super Bowl contender. You may or may not go there, but there was a lot of buzz around the Falcons, again, when they were sitting at 6-3. So much has changed since then. And the quarterback very often gets far too much of the credit when things go well, but also absorbs far too much of the blame when things don't go well. And so since then, as it's gone off the rails for Kirk Cousins and the offense, Morris is fielding a lot of questions about that quarterback position. And of course, the pressure's on him too.
It was always going to be those question marks. Always going to be those question marks when it comes to the head coach, when it comes to the quarterback. And you got to be really transparent about it, and we got to play better. And I think that's the thing that's got to be put out there, that we got to play better. That's the thing that's got to be addressed. That's the thing that's got to happen in order for us to find ways to win versus our next opponent, which is the New York Football Giants.
Oh, Pete, how fun this will be. For the Giants, they'll get to be the first team against which Michael Penix will see actual real NFL defenses.
It'll be a nice way to break in for Michael Penix. I'll tell you that much, because you're not going to see much from the Giants.
Well, considering their last, this is the Giants, of course, their last 9 games now have put them on a record tying longest losing skid in history, in their franchise history. maybe going on the road because they suck at home. In fact, I think they break out in hives when they have to play at home. When they go on the road to Atlanta, this might be an opportunity. End the losing skid.
Do they want to end the losing skid?
Against a rookie QB.
But do they want to end the losing skid?
It's interesting. I've actually heard people talking about how it'd be better for the Giants to be in the number two spot in the draft than the number one spot. Based on what might or might not happen with Shedeur Sanders.
They might be right, because then they could take the quarterback that they really want. Because the word is they want Ward instead of Sanders.
Well, then why not just take Ward?
Well, I agree with that. If you want some, I mean, but
yeah, if you have the number one pick, you get to do whatever you actually want to do.
But then also you look at who's actually better overall, and if you
that makes no sense, Pete.
I don't look. This is how I don't think it makes any sense. But look at the history of NFL drafts. I mean, go all the way back to '83 with the whole thing with Elway.
So you're saying because the Sanders family may actually orchestrate him going to a particular franchise, or maybe more appropriately, staying away from some franchises that are potentially at the top of the draft, that he might be the better QB, but he might not be the better draft pick?
Possible. Very possible.
In other words, the Giants don't want to have to deal with the they don't have to deal with the fallout if they don't make him the number one overall pick. And so instead, they'd rather draft number two. I mean, that sounds a lot like a losing franchise.
Well, they're a losing franchise for more ways than one.
Yeah, that's for sure. At A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, vote for TD of the Week. You'll hear those candidates coming up. Brian Daboll, he has high praise for one Michael Penix. And the reaction coming out of Atlanta, I think, is mixed, too, because they did end their losing skid, and they're still part of the playoff conversation. But, man, if they end up losing the postseason, or losing out on the postseason, I should say, what a waste this year was. How often did we hear they were just a quarterback away? They were just a quarterback away, and then they got Kirk Cousins. They were still just a quarterback away and got Kirk Cousins. Oh, man, that's rough. I don't think Raheem Morris will pay for it with his job, but I do think that there'll be even extra pressure on him that maybe would not have been there should they actually miss the postseason going into year number two. Oh, and by the way, they could have had Bill Belichick, but what do I know? What do I know? That defense, the one that doesn't have pass rush with teeth, guess who could have turned that defense into a much better unit? Oh, that might have been Bill Belichick. Too bad he's so happy at UNC now wearing Carolina blue. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Pat Boyle.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amy, we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and autos. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. The Milwaukee Bucks are the second ever NBA Cup champions. They won the title game in Vegas 97-81 over the OKC Thunder. After a first-round exit in the playoffs last year, this is the first full season for Doc Rivers at the helm. He was full of praise for his team after the win.
This group allows you to coach them. They really do. They let you coach them hard. Nobody takes anything personal. You know, I even said it last year, you know, it's like coaching grown-ups, if you know what I mean. Like, they really get that. They get that you have to tell them the truth, and they handle it, and that's been great.
Giannis led the way with a 26-point triple-double, while Dame Lillard added 23. In the loss, SGA shot a woeful 8 for 24. He finished with 21 points. NFL, the Atlanta Falcons are benching Kirk Cousins, turning the keys over to 8th overall pick, rookie QB Michael Penix Jr. The Falcons signed Cousins to a 4-year deal for $180 million back in March with $100 million guaranteed. The big decision will come in the offseason, where Atlanta can cut Cousins after June 1st and take on $65 million in dead money, or try to trade him to soften the blow. Falcons are 7-7, one game back of the Buccaneers in the NFC South with 3 games to play. Atlanta does own the tiebreaker, though, over Tampa. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain, the huge question mark around Saturday's game in Houston against the Texans. Chiefs listed him as a full participant in practice on Tuesday, although it was a light practice. Here was Andy Reid on his QB status.
Yeah, listen, if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, then he can't. I mean, you know, that's even that simple. We're not, you know, that's how we'll roll with it. So, And then I'll just take it. I'll just take it day by day and see how he does here.
Baseball news: the Yankees are acquiring 2019 NL MVP Cody Bellinger from the Cubs for pitcher Cody Petit. Chicago also sending the Yankees $5 million to cover part of Bellinger's salary. College football: 25th-ranked Memphis holds on to beat West Virginia 42-37 in the Frisco Bowl. Meanwhile, Michael Vick is staying home, reportedly accepting the head coaching position at Norfolk State. I'm Pat Boyle.
The malls are going to be insane. The roads are going to be insane. And right into the middle of all of that, we'll be taking our road trip to Texas. Oh, no. Okay, I just got to prepare for it now. It's going to be fine. We're starting Friday early afternoon, stopping in Virginia to see my brother and sister-in-law and have dinner with them. Unfortunately, my nieces are both tied up, but I saw them last month, so that's good. See my brother and my sister-in-law. We'll give them gifts and we'll enjoy a quick stop with them, and then we'll be on. We're going to drive straight through to Little Rock, which we did last year before the wedding. We were on our way to Texas for the wedding. Bob was so kind, he flew up just to turn around and drive back with me from New Jersey to Texas. But we were talking about how much easier and less stressful it is this year. And I know we're taking pets again. We're also taking Christmas gifts. And we've got a few things. Like, I don't want to tell you what enormous item is going in the back of Princess Leia. It's a long story. But we're transporting an instrument for someone else. It's legal. And so the car itself is going to be full, but not having a wedding dress, Pete, not having the flowers, not having to worry about all the different things that I needed for not just the wedding weekend itself, but also Christmas after that and more than 2 weeks away. Last year was really stressful. Yeah, again, the wedding dress was probably the most stressful part. And then Penny, too. She was already struggling at that point, and I had to get her medicine to get her down to Texas. But, yeah, it's decidedly less stressful this year taking a road trip to Texas when we don't have to haul rear end to get there, and we don't have a wedding dress that we're carrying.
Yeah, wedding dress can take up the whole backseat.
Well, and he wasn't allowed. Oh, no way. It was going in a trunk.
But the size of it can take up the whole area.
He wasn't allowed to look at it or touch it or anything like that, of course, because he hadn't seen it. But this year, we're going to drive straight through. We'll do the 18 hours-ish to get from Jersey to Little Rock with just a stop for dinner at near my brother's house. And then we'll finish up on Sunday. We get into the Lone Star State. And, man, I've never done this before, other than last year, which was a little different because we were just days after the wedding. But in terms of actually planning a Christmas season where you're splitting time between the two families, that's hard. I didn't realize it would be so challenging. Not because I don't love his family and he loves mine, but because, yeah, you're kind of putting aside Christmas traditions to do something new, which is hard sometimes.
It's logistics are tough. I mean, I do it with my family. It's very hard.
Right.
But you figure it out. Especially like with our two kids, on Christmas we have to hit everything. So it's us. We do our stuff in the morning, then we go to my parents, and then we go to her family's house, my wife's family's house. So it's a whole day full of
it's a whole thing. Yes. Well, the good news for you is you guys are all within driving distance, right? An hour, a couple hours?
Within 20 minutes of each other.
Well, okay then.
Of each place. But, just putting everybody in the car, it gets taxing after a while. By the time I get to the final destination, I'm ready for bed.
Can imagine. So that's coming up. We all have that to look forward to. Thanks again for all your anniversary wishes. I cannot believe it's been a year. What a special weekend it was, and we were blown away. We had such a great Tuesday. I didn't sleep. This is what happens when you work overnight. You have to choose between a personal life and sleep. So I didn't sleep much, but we cooked, we baked, we danced in our kitchen, we played each other music, and we did a little dancing. We still have not watched the wedding video. It's hard to find time, but we're going to do it over the holidays. I think we're finally ready to watch the wedding video. He gave me flowers, and get this, Pete, he put together a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle with photos of us. I mean, the box is nothing but, it's 2,000 pieces. So that'll be fun. That'll be our winter activity around the NFL playoffs.
Might be winter, summer, and spring.
Well, yeah, that's true. It'll take a while. We'll spread it out on our kitchen table, and then we'll cover it up with placemats when that way the cat can't get to it and we're not dropping food on it. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. He pieced together an entire face of the puzzle with nothing but photos from our first year. It's very creative and it's 2,000 pieces. So we're excited to get started. I would tell you what I can't tell you anything else. We also did something that we had started at our wedding, but didn't have a chance to finish just because the ceremony was limited. Sand art. Do you know what that is?
I do.
Okay. So it's for people who don't know, it's a three-dimensional acrylic picture frame, and so it's a box essentially, but you put a photo in the front, and then what you do is you open the top of the frame and you pour sand, colored sand. For us, it was silver and purple, since those were two of our primary colors. Those were the two primary colors, and you essentially make your own kind of creative sand sculpture, if you will. So we started by purple at the bottom, then he would put silver, then I would put purple, and it's really neat. I'll see if I can get a good picture of it. So that was fun. We started it at the wedding, but then we moved and the sand got all jumbled up and it had been in a closet for a year. So I surprised him by collecting sand. I had Amazon deliver a bunch of sand when he wasn't around and then put it out on Tuesday afternoon. And we finished it on Tuesday night. It was really neat. It was kind of fun. Put us right back where we were at the wedding.
Anything with sand, it's always good. There's nothing wrong with sand.
Well, sand at the beach is probably from my favorite, but let's talk to Wayne, who's in Dallas. Wayne, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, Amy. I got 3 points. One, use a slingshot to knock that rocket right out. And then my second one is, I'm a Tampa transplant to DeSoto, Texas.
Okay.
And when you mention Michael Penix, I go, I think that boy's from Tampa Bay. So, we don't have many quarterbacks that's from the Tampa area like they have, say, like in the state of Texas.
But right, right.
We had a guy named Sean King who they threw in the fray, and he did a great job for Tampa Bay. I never knew why his career didn't go, because John Madden credited him with just being a successful player every time he got in the game. So I'm rooting for Michael Penix to be like Sean King, who had a great career, but they always took things from him, you know?
Sean's actually been on the show a couple times. He works in media now, and he's great. I love to talk football with him.
Okay, and then the third point, I'm 59 years old.
Okay.
And when I grew up, you play sports, the loser does not get a cup. You do not get a participation trophy.
Right.
And I think the NBA is wrong in diluting the NBA championship by doing this Emirates Cup. If you can't win the NBA championship game, why are you diluting your product, trying to give everybody a participation trophy because they can't win the big one? Do you agree?
Well, so here's the point of the NBA Cup, and I think it's dumb myself. I think it's just gimmicky, but I do understand why they're doing it. So even Adam Silver has admitted that fans do not watch regular season games anymore in the NBA. More and more because fans are getting away from cable TV and because younger audience just doesn't watch TV the way that people who are older do, Gen X and Gen Y, that kind of thing. And so for that reason, they're trying to make it appointment TV where people tune in to these games with the funky courts and the, you know, the color designs and this kind of tournament that's supposed to generate extra excitement. I don't think it works, but that is the whole point. It's similar, Wayne, to what soccer leagues do, where they do an in-season tournament to kind of generate some extra excitement. Thank you so much for your phone call. It's good to talk to you. We'll wait together to see how Michael Penix does in his NFL debut coming up on this Week 16. We're on the horizon of Week 16. That is crazy. Also crazy, we're so close to Christmas. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.